Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was reading a blog post from a ministry leader that I really, really respect. And that blog post contained a very sobering reminder. And this is what it said. 2021 will not solve all of your problems. 2021 will not solve all of your problems. Now, after I punched my computer and told the devil, get behind me, that's got to be a lie. I need something to answer all these problems. No, I'm just kidding. That actually didn't happen. But when I read that, it was a powerful reminder, because I think that maybe this year, more than any other year, there is an underlying sensation and feeling that if we can just get through 2020, everything is going to get better. Now, this always kind of happens with the new year. There's that new year mentality, right? That new year, new you. But that feeling seems to be multiplied this year. And I understand it. I get why it is that way. But the truth is, a new year will not change what is going on in our world. A new year is not going to change what's happening in our country, our city, or our community. The truth is, a new year is not even going to change you. Now, 2020 was challenging enough all by itself, but one of the contributing factors to the difficulty of 2020 was how easy it was for all of the mess outside of us to mess with the inside of us. It was a contributing factor to 2020 being so difficult. It wasn't just all of the craziness that was happening out there. It was that we let what was happening out there mess with what was going on in here inside of us. And we experienced it. We felt it. We saw it on Facebook. We heard it in conversation. The anger, the frustration, the despair, the meanness, the fear, the anxiety, the selfishness, the lack of love, the lack of compassion and understanding, the lack of empathy and kindness and patience. And these seemingly uncontrollable emotions led to the increased insanity that was 2020. And if we are not careful, that behavior will become a pattern. And patterns become our norm. And that's why we need to have this conversation today, because we do not need the patterns and the norms of 2020 to carry on into 2021. I love this quote from Brian Tracy, and it says that you cannot control what happens to you, but you can control your attitude toward what happens to you. And in that, you will be mastering change rather than allowing it to master you. See, we cannot always control what happens around us or even what happens to us, but we can always control what happens within us. You see, this is a great reminder for us that we can and we have to. We can and we have to control what happens within us. I love this scripture about self-control. It's found in Proverbs chapter 25, and this is what it says. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls, meaning that there are no boundaries. There are no protections. There are no filters. There is no sense of order. And the person that does not have self-control lives like that. Now, maybe you're thinking, what exactly is self-control? Maybe we have some idea, but I want to give you a definition for the word self-control today, and that is the ability to control oneself, in particular, one's emotions and desires, or the expression of them in one's behavior, especially in difficult situations. Self-control, it's the ability to control our emotions and our desires and our behaviors, especially in difficult situations. Now, it is very easy for us to see why we need this, because we are finding ourselves in difficult and challenging situations all the time. And so we need this ability to control our emotions, to control our behaviors during these times. And God knows that we need that. And I believe that's why the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5 when he said this. He says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." And self-control. You see, the Holy Spirit's desire is to help you produce, to help you form, to help you bring forth, to help you give birth to help you bear these godly attributes in your life. But just because the Holy Spirit is available to you doesn't mean these traits will be operational in you. I want to say that again. Just because the Holy Spirit is available to you as a Christ follower, that does not mean that these traits will be operational in you. And I want you to notice that these traits, I want you to see these bookends, if you would, of these nine traits that the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Galatia that the Holy Spirit wants to create and produce on the inside of us. Notice, it starts with love, but it ends with self-control. It starts with love and it ends with self-control. Now, I think it's very important for us to just understand that everything listed here starts with love. I mean, Jesus even said it himself, right? Jesus said that everything in the Old Testament, the law and the prophets, it all hangs on two things: loving God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength, and loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Everything starts with love. When you talk about joy and peace and patience and kindness, all of these things, all of these traits, they all have to come from love. But everything starts with love, but everything is held together. Everything progresses. Everything continues because of self-control. When you talk about maintaining joy, maintaining peace, maintaining patience, even maintaining love, if those things are going to grow and progress in our life, it is because we develop this thing called self-control, this ability to control our emotions and behaviors, even in difficult situations. So if we don't have self-control, if we don't have self-control in our thoughts, if we don't have self-control in our emotions, if we don't have self-control in our behaviors, then what will happen is we will allow people with their opinions, we will allow people with their negativity, we'll allow people with their emotions to walk right into our life and take control of us. That's what Proverbs says in Proverbs 25, that we would be like a city with broken down walls. And when you don't have self-control, when you don't have the boundaries, when you don't have the filters, when you don't have the order, when you don't have those things, then people can walk right into your life and they get to bring whatever it is that they are caring, and they get to bring it right into your life. And we do not want to live like a city with broken down walls. So what does that tell us? We need self-control. We must develop self-control in our lives. And this year, it's vitally important. It's vitally important that we take control of ourselves. It's very important that we learn to lead ourselves well. And what this will require is it will require us to give up the urge to control situations. This will require that we give up the urge to control things and to control other people. And instead, we give complete focus to controlling the only thing that we can control, and that is ourselves. I love this quote from Douglas Copeland, and it says this: you wait for fate to bring about the changes in your life, which you should be bringing about by yourself. Now, I love this quote, but I want you to take this quote, and I want you to change fate out there for God. You wait for God to bring about the changes in life, which you should be bringing about by yourself. Sometimes we wait for God to bring about changes in our life, and God is actually waiting on us. The thing I love about the Holy Spirit is God knew we couldn't do it on our own. So God put His Spirit on the inside of us to empower us, to equip us, to come and assist us in the changing process. But too many times we sit back and we wait on God to do all of the work. We wait on God to bring about all of the change. And the reality is God saying, I gave you the Holy Spirit. I gave you the strength and the wisdom that you would need, but you are going to have to put some things into action. And that is why we have said 2021 is our year of application. This is our year of not waiting on God. This is our year of partnering with God. This is not our year of just hoping that God does something this year. This is our year of saying, God, you have already given us everything that we need to live a godly life. God, this is our year to put some things into practice. It's our year of application. I love the definition of the word application. There's actually two definitions we're going to be looking at this year. And the first definition is this: it is the action of putting something into operation. It's the action. It requires action. It requires movement. You got to do something. It's the action of putting something into operation. But I think the second definition is equally important. And it is this: sustained effort and hard work. Sustained effort and hard work. That lets us know that the action of putting something into operation doesn't just happen temporarily or momentarily. No, it is sustained, it is continual, and it is hard work, which is why we get into our motto for this year, 2021. You're going to be seeing this all year long. You're going to be hearing about this all year long. It's kind of like in 2020, we constantly talked about eyes up, head up, hands up. That was our motto. That was our positioning for 2020. But in 2021, our motto is lead. Lead. And what are we doing? You know, we got to have an acrostic, right, for lead. And that is, we are going to learn, evaluate, apply, and do it again. That's how we are going to lead ourselves well in 2021. We're going to learn, we're going to evaluate, we're going to apply, and we're going to do it again. Now, I want you to see this is way more than just a motto. This is actually our formula for 2021. Because whenever we talk about learn, this is what we got to do. We got to know to grow. We got to know to grow. If you don't know, you can't grow. So there must be a commitment to learn what we need to learn what we need to know in order to grow into everything that God wants us to be. We talk about evaluate. You gotta evaluate in order to elevate. You gotta evaluate. You have to be willing to evaluate your life so you can elevate your life. When we talk about apply, we got to apply to modify. We got to apply to modify. Things need to change in our life, and that's why application is so important. We got to apply. If something needs to be changed, we got to do something to change what needs to be changed. And finally, do it again. That means we got to repeat to complete. We got to repeat to complete. It's just that doing it again and again and again. And through that repetition, it will take us to completion, because there's a race that God is calling you to run. There is a fight that God is calling you to fight. And you cannot finish your race. You cannot complete the task that God has given you if you don't repeat, if you don't do it again and again and again. And we're really kind of building this off of a scripture in Acts chapter 2. And the book of Acts is a fascinating book. It's right after Jesus has been crucified and resurrected from the dead, and he's ascended into heaven. And this is like the birth of the early church. And right here at the beginning of the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says this: all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. See, I want you to see this. The early church, I mean, this is the birth of the early church. They wanted to be like Christ. They were Christ's representatives here on the earth. And they committed themselves to four things. Four things listed right here in this verse. They committed themselves to the Bible, which that was the apostles' teachings. Today, that is our Bible. It makes up our Bible. It's the teachings of the apostles. They committed themselves to prayer. They committed themselves to relationship. And finally, they committed themselves to communion, or we could even expand that, and we could say they committed themselves to communion and community. And if we want to be Jesus' disciples, if we want to be real followers of Jesus, and if we want to build his church on the earth the same way that they established his church on the earth, then these four things should be what we devote ourselves to in 2021 as well. There's nothing new here. These four building blocks are fundamental. They are fundamental. But, you know, there's something interesting about the fundamentals. I can tell you, from being an athlete and being a coach, you always have to go back to the fundamentals. It doesn't matter how many games you've played. It doesn't matter how successful you've been. It doesn't matter what level you are playing at, high school, college, professional. It doesn't matter where you are. You always have to go back to the fundamentals. And here's the reason why, is that you never outgrow them, and you can never grow without them. That's why you always have to go back to the fundamentals, because you never outgrow the fundamentals, and you will never grow without the fundamentals in your life. The fundamentals are fundamental for your growth and development. And in 2021, our goal is to bring incredible focus and intentionality to become better disciples of Jesus, which will then cause us to become better disciple makers for Jesus. But if we are going to do that in 2021, if we are going to become better Jesus disciples, there are three questions that we need to answer, three questions to lead yourself well in 2021. Here's the very first question that we need to ask ourselves, and it is this: what am I learning? What am I learning? Now, we want to come alongside and assist you in this learning process, because we got to know to grow, and we want to assist you in this. So for the very first time, North Point is going to have a Bible reading plan, church-wide Bible reading plan for 2021. We're going to read all the way through the entire New Testament. Also, you'll be reading a portion of Proverbs every day as well. It's going to take you about 4 to 5 minutes a day to complete this Bible reading. It's Monday through Friday, and it is crafted just for us as a community. Not only that, we are starting off this year with a new series. We'll begin next week, a series on our house habits. And some people said it's not going to be a series, it's going to be a season, because it will be the longest series we've ever had here at North Point. It's going to be a season of our house habits. And you say, why is that important? Because as we talk through these house habits, these are not just the house habits for North Point. These are habits that you can take into your house, that you can begin to build the environment and atmosphere and culture of your home based on these habits. We're also going to provide a weekly video Bible teaching that's going to coincide with one of the chapters that you will be reading that week. We're going to make that available to you as well as all the books that you can be reading and podcasts that you can be listening to. We need to be learning, because if we aren't learning, then we aren't growing. And if we aren't growing, then we really aren't living. I love what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 13, joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Let's stop there for a minute. Wisdom, it says it's better than silver, and it is better than gold. Why is that? Why could that be true? How could wisdom be so much better than material possessions, silver, gold, financial security? How could wisdom be better than that? Because this is what verse 18 says. Wisdom is a tree of life. You see, if you aren't learning, you aren't growing. And if you aren't growing, you aren't really living. Because wisdom is the tree of life. Wisdom is what produces life on the inside of you. Wisdom is what helps you produce the fruit that grows on that tree that Paul was talking about. These are the fruit of the Spirit, that love, that joy, that peace, that patience, that kindness, all of those fruit that grow on this tree. It will produce real life. Where does it come from? It all comes from wisdom. You've got to know if you want to grow. See, we can't apply what we don't know. We can't apply. We can say the year of application all day long. We can clap about the year of application, cheer for the year of application. We can talk about lead all we want. I'm ready to lead myself well. But if we don't learn what we need to learn, then we cannot become who God is asking us to become. You got to know to grow. Here's the second question that we need to be asking ourselves if we want to lead ourselves well in 2021, and that is, what am I evaluating? What am I evaluating right now? You see, as we are learning new things about God, learning new things about ourselves, learning new things about others, learning new things about life, the things that we are learning should lead us to evaluating, assessing and processing, considering things that we are now wrestling with, things that we see might need to change in our lives, whether we're talking about our family, we're talking about our marriage, we're talking about our own personal thoughts and habits, whether we're talking about our circle of friends, whether we're talking about our daily schedule and agenda, whether we're dealing with issues of commitment, we have got to be willing to evaluate everything in our lives. See, so many people, they want the best for their marriage. They want the best for their family. They want the best for their finances. They want the best for their future, but they neglect to evaluate where they are now. This is why we say here at North Point a lot, there is no elevation without evaluation. There is no elevation. Your life cannot go to the next level if you are not evaluating where you are now. And you can't get to where you really want to go if you are not being honest about where you are right now. You know, I say it a lot, but I really believe it, that being 100% gut level honest with yourself is the hardest thing that you will ever do in life. But that's what evaluation demands. Evaluation demands that you will be honest about where you are right now. See, evaluation, it shows me where I am in relationship to where I want to go, while simultaneously revealing to me what I need to do to get where I want to go. This is the powerful part of evaluation. It doesn't just say, okay, here I am and this is where I want to go. It also reveals to me what I need to do if I'm going to get there. You see, as a football coach, you're always evaluating your opponents. And whenever you're evaluating an opponent who is better than one of your players, one of their defensive linemen, better than one of your offensive linemen, and you're evaluating that, and you see that, man, this guy is stronger, this guy is faster, this guy has more experience, and man, this is going to be a problem. This is where he is. This is where we are. Okay, so that honest evaluation will lead me, it will reveal to me that I've got to do something about that. Oh, I know what I got to do. I got to make sure I always have a double team on that player. I got to make sure I have a plan to call most of my plays away from that player, right? I've got to have a plan for that. But that comes out of the evaluation process. And this is why it is so important. Not just so you know where you are and you see where you want to go. No, you've got to see, how am I going to make that happen? But that comes out of our evaluation. That's why we need to be asking ourselves, what am I evaluating in my life right now? We need to constantly be evaluating. And that takes us to the third question that we need to ask ourselves if we're going to lead ourselves well in 2021, and that is, what am I applying? What am I applying? What am I learning? What am I evaluating? And finally, what am I applying? See, nothing changes until we change something. Nothing changes until we change something. What adjustments are you making? What are you implementing in your life right now? What habits are you trying to build? What habits are you trying to break? You see, applying is trying. Let's just say that. Applying is trying. You don't always get it right the first time you try, but don't get frustrated and give up. Instead, stay committed and just keep trying. Applying is all about trying. You've got to stay in the game, and you've got to continue to implement, continue to tweak, continue to adjust until you get where you want to go. I love what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Keep putting into practice. I love this. Keep putting into practice. Keep practicing this. Keep trying this. Keep doing this. It's not always going to work out, but just keep on. Keep on putting it into practice, all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Just keep putting it into practice. What you saw me do, what you heard me say, just keep on trying to put it into practice in your life. Just keep on doing it. And that's why we take our acrostic from learn, evaluate, apply, and we finally get to the D, and that's just do it again. Do it again. And we like to say here that your gain is always found in your again. Your gain, the gain is always found in your again. And it's right there in the word to remind you, just to, as you get up again, as you pray again, as you read again, as you try again, as you love again, as you forgive again, as you learn again, as you evaluate again, as you apply again, that's where you are going to find your gain. That's where you're going to find your progress. That's where you're going to find your improvement. Your gain is in your again. And when we are learning and evaluating and applying and doing it again and again and again, then we will be leading ourselves well to become the best version of ourselves, so that we can be used by God for His purpose and His glory. Whenever we are leading ourselves well, whenever we are doing the work to become the best version of ourselves, and listen, isn't that what you want to be? Don't you want to be the best version of yourself so that when God wants to use you for his purpose, you are the best you can be in that moment. You are the most prepared you can be in that moment. You have trained for that moment when God is ready to use you for his glory, to advance his kingdom. When God gets ready, come on, don't you want to be ready for that? Well, that's going to require us to be the best version of ourselves in that moment. And how are we going to get there? Well, we're going to lead ourselves well. That's what we're going to do. We're going to learn and evaluate and apply. And then in 2021, we're just going to do it again and again and again. You see, I really believe that this year of application is going to transform us individually, and it is going to transform us corporately. It is going to transform us as a community. As we focus and as we bring intentionality to this thing, I want to lead myself well in 2021 so that I can lead others well in 2021 as well. I love it. It's the year of application. This is the year that we put some action of putting some things into operation. This is the year of application. This is the year of sustained effort. This is the year of hard work. This is the year of building up those walls. Maybe 2020 took all of your self-control. Maybe right now you feel like Nehemiah in the Old Testament. Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem, the holy city, and the walls had been torn down. One of the first things Nehemiah said when he got back to Jerusalem, he said, we got to rebuild the wall. We've got to rebuild the wall because we can't have what we need to have here if this city has no walls. We cannot live completely vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. We can't just let anybody walk over these stones and these bricks and just come on in here and take whatever they want to take. No. We got to rebuild the wall. And maybe that's where you are right now and you say, this is my moment. I'm going to begin to rebuild the walls right now. This is my year of application. I don't want to live my life like a city that's the walls have been torn down. I don't want other people just coming in, bringing all of their junk and bringing all of their opinions to bring all of their negativity. I don't want to live my life like that. No. Instead, I want to build a wall. I want to take control of what I can control. I can't control everything that happens around me, but I can control everything that happens within me. I can partner with the Holy Spirit to have the self-control I need to say no to those thoughts, to say no to those emotions, to say no to those desires, to say no to those people who are trying to bring their junk in my space. No. Because this is my year to lead myself well. This is the year that I take control of what God has asked me to take control of. And that is not everything. That is this thing right here. I'm going to take control of what I can control in 2021. I'm going to choose to lead myself well. I'm going to choose to learn, evaluate, apply, and do it again and again and again. And this year, you're going to be hearing that a lot. And this year, we are going to advance as individuals, and we're going to advance the kingdom of God like never before. Friends, I am so excited about this year of application. I am so excited about us leading ourselves and leading others into the life that God created us for. This is the year where we become better disciples of Jesus. And this is the year where we become better disciple makers for Jesus. When we lead ourselves well, we will lead others well into everything that God has for them. Come on, can we pray right now? Father, we thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you for this brand new year, this year of 2021. And God, I just pray right now that your Holy Spirit would invade our space. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this year. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians, he says, the Holy Spirit will produce this in us. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to produce this fruit in us. Holy Spirit, we want you to come and equip us and empower us with everything that God wants us to have. But we know that there must be participation. We know there must be cooperation. We know we must partner with you, Holy Spirit. And that's what we commit to do. In this year of application, in this year where we commit to learn, evaluate, apply, and do it again. God, we want to be great Jesus disciples, and we want to make Jesus disciples for your kingdom and for your glory. God, we need you this year. Come on, will you just repeat this simple prayer after me? If you're watching right now, I want you just to say these words after me. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I know I need you. I need you this year like never before. Guide my steps. Lead me along the path that you have for me. God, I believe that you are good and that you are faithful. And in this year of application, I am believing for a complete transformation in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, I want to thank you for starting this year right here with us. And I am so pumped about this next series, or maybe this next season that we are going into, this season of talking about our house habits, the power of a habit in our lives. I really do believe that it's going to be transformative for you personally and for us as a community. And I want you to join me right back here next Sunday as we kick off that brand new season.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.